Today is the Day of the Dead, and Latino communities across the U.S. are bursting with colorful flowers, mostly orange marigolds that play an important part in the holiday's celebrations. NPR's Adrian Florido sent us this postcard from Southern California.
About 60 miles east of Los Angeles in the city of Riverside, a farm worker who asked me to use only his first name, Leonardo, is making his way through row after row of shoulder-high marigold plants. He's using clippers to harvest the bright orange and yellow flowers.
Amarilla y orange. La orange es más popular.
He planted these flowers 2.5 months ago, in August, so they'd be at peak bloom this week.
Tiempo de la cempasúchil. Para los muertitos hacerle sus ofrendita.
It's the season, he says, of the cempasúchil, for the altars of our dead. Cempasúchil is the marigold's name in Mexico, where it's the iconic symbol of the Day of the Dead, a centerpiece of the altars that families build as offerings to their departed loved ones. Here in Southern California, the flower is everywhere this week, at grocery stores, sold by street vendors at freeway off-ramps, and here at a stand that Leonardo puts up next to this little plot of farmland. On Sunday, Maria Quintana came to buy 4 bunches for the altar she was building at home.
Para mi papá, para mi mamá, para toda la familia que se ha ido, ¿no? Que se nos ha adelantado en el camino.
For her father and her mother, for all the family that left before her, she says. When placed on the altar, it's believed the strong, musky fragrance of the cempasúchil guides the spirits of the dead back to their family's home.
Me hace feliz saber de que pues van a venir ellos, ¿no? Que ellos se van a guiar por ese olor de esa flor.
It makes me happy, Quintana says, that they're going to come visit. She invites me over to see the altar she put up.
A ver, déjame te lo este.
A picture of her parents is surrounded by candles and foods her parents liked.
Es un pan que le gustaba mucho a ella, ¿verdad? Por ejemplo, a mi papá le gustaba...
For her mom, sweet bread. Her dad liked beer and an occasional cigarette. At both ends of the altar, 2 big bouquets of orange marigolds.
Se deshoja esta flor.
Quintana removes the petals from one of the flowers and sprinkles a path leading to the altar from the front door.
It is believed that they are guided specifically by the scent and the color. Visually, the color, so it's so brilliant that even in the darkness they can see.
Marta Ramirez Oropesa is a muralist and an expert on the Day of the Dead. She loves the marigold because of how its fragrance and its brightness make possible the joyful reunion between the living and their dead every November 1st and 2nd. This year, after COVID-19 took so many Latinos, that seems important.
So many people grieve and so many people don't have any closure to this, but we have the opportunity to greet and talk with our dearly departed every year. And it's an amazing experience.
Laura Garcia says she is excited to welcome her father's spirit home this evening. This morning, she was selling marigolds on the side of a busy street in the city of Santa Ana. But once her shift was over, she said, she was going to take a bouquet home for the altar she put up for her father.
Yo sé que todos los días está conmigo, pero en estos días son los más especiales.
I know he's with me every day, she says, but today it's just more special. Adrian Florido, NPR News, Santa Ana, California.